Joining me on the line now is Kildare South Labour TD Mark Wall, as issues regarding the Curragh camp as well as the Curragh Plains have been raised again. Good morning, Deputy. Thanks for joining us on the line.
Good morning, Hannah.
So I think we'll look at the Curragh Plains first. This was something that you've now written to the Minister of Defence about, Helen McEntee. Essentially, we've been getting a lot of messages in the past few days of about approximately 30 to 50 caravans now there up on the Curragh Plains. Were you also being sent messages and being informed that these were back?
Yeah, I have, Hannah, and, you know, I've been sent pictures, etc., and I've had a number of people come to my clinic as well this week in relation to this. So you will be aware that almost all the public reps in Kildare South have been raising this with the Minister for Defence. Indeed, I had what's called a topical issue in the Dáil a couple of weeks ago on this. And, you know, what we've seen is that at that stage there were approximately 100 caravans, etc., illegally parked on the Curragh, and now we have 30 to 50, which is, what I say again, totally and utterly unacceptable and has to stop. And we've been on this almost every summer since I've been a member of the ROCTIS. This has come up and it's going on for so long now that we really need to see an end to the illegal encampments on the Curragh and the damage that is happening on the Curragh with that. So what I was told that those couple of weeks ago that there was a very positive meeting on Wednesday the 17th of June between the Wildlife Services and also the Department of Defence on ensuring that the Curragh is protected into the future, Hannah. But like that is, as I say, the 17th of June, which will always be a month tomorrow. And what we actually need to see now is action and what the outcome of that meeting was, because what that meeting was set up to do was to identify actions for the future and protection of the Curragh.
Yeah, it really seems, and again, you know, you've said it, like this has been something that you've been witnessing since being in office and being a representative councillor and now a TD. It's something we're seeing every year. We're saying at KFM, oh, it's that time again where the encampments are coming back. But again, that initial scoping exercise was carried out last month, but there really is, there's still nothing actually happening on the ground.
No, and that's the problem, Hannah. That's why I wrote once again when, you know, I got these messages on Monday evening. You know, that's why I wrote to the Minister of the Defence that the letter has been acknowledged from the Minister. I will be following up once again today. But like this, as people have said to me, it's just going on so long now and we haven't seen the action. And in fairness, there has been some movement by government. I always will acknowledge that. But as I say, that meeting itself took place almost a month ago and we were promised action. And the Minister on the night when I spoke to him on the night, he basically said it wasn't good enough and that action was needed here. And he acknowledged the fact that this was ongoing and had been ongoing for some length of time. So what we really need to see now is an outcome of that meeting and exactly what's going to happen as regards these illegal campments on the Curragh, because as we all know, the Curragh has 4,800 acres that everybody in Kildare enjoy, but we cannot have any illegality on the Curragh, and it's just happening so often.
And Deputy, you wrote to Minister McEntee about this, just highlighting that issue. I mean, we understand that, you know, it's the last day of term at Leinster House today. Are we expecting maybe that, you know, she'll give a response in September when they return, or before that even?
No, Hannah, like it may be the last day of the Dáil, but I'll be continuing on right up through the summer, as I always have done with some annual leave, obviously. But like, I will be following this up today and right through the summer. This can't continue. Like, you know, people are at the end of the tether, people who live locally to the Curragh, who farm the Curragh, who use the Curragh for the horse industry, who have sports clubs in the Curragh, who use the Curragh for amenity. This cannot continue. They're at the end of their tether, so we need action from government. In fairness, the government have seemed to put the actions in. As I say, it's now 4 weeks since that scoping exercise, that meeting, but we need action. We can't wait until September. We need action now from government, and I will be calling for that today. And I'm sure, as has happened in the past, every public rep in Kildare will also be doing that. And we need to see action now, and we will not be waiting until September.
Also, you raised the issue of dereliction at the Curragh camp. You're saying that that's impacting negatively the defence forces. There have been ongoing issues there. Speaking of the housing, I mean, how many houses are derelict now in the Curragh camp?
Yeah, the reply I've got, Hannah, and again, this is something I've been following for a number of years now. The reply I've got has said that they've identified 63 residential properties that are currently inhabitable in the Curragh. And that is obviously anybody who's from the Curragh, who travels through the Curragh, you know, they will be very much aware of this. And at a time when we have a housing crisis, in the state. I believe that this is totally and utterly unacceptable, and that's why I've been following up this. And in fairness to government, there has been an announcement that they have put together consultants in relation to trying to identify ways and means of bringing these houses back into habitable form. Unfortunately, the reply that I state today is that they're only looking at single living, which is a step forward, because obviously, again, we want to encourage more and more people to take up a career in the Defence Forces. That is so important for us. But we also need those that have families to get some accommodation as well. So what they've said is that they're looking at these 63 properties. They're looking at maybe converting some that are convertible into single living accommodation. And what they have also said as well is that there are some properties in the Curragh and also at the barracks in Dublin were identified for immediate refurbishment. But unfortunately, immediate refurbishment actually only goes on to say that they're going to start the procurement phase in 2026, which again is too slow for me, Hannah. Mm. If we have a housing crisis, housing emergency, this needs to happen urgently. And we need investment in the Curragh, and everybody will tell you that. And you know, it's a great location. It is very good for County Kildare that we have the Defence Forces, the jewel in the crown. I've described the Curragh before with our Defence Forces there, but we need investment in the Curragh, and this is a way around attracting people into our Defence Forces. And I believe further action and quicker action needs to happen.
All right, Deputy, thank you so much for joining us on the line this morning, raising those issues about both the Curragh Plains. We're seeing more encampments there, as well as the dereliction on the Curragh camp. Some good news in relation to the government taking action, but I suppose it's the question of, is that action too slow for what we actually need to see?